His word, I'll never fail. By His word, I'll overcome. By His word, I'll prevail. I'll overcome. By His word, I'll prevail. I'll prevail. By His word, I'll never fail. I'll never fail. By His word, I'll overcome. I'll overcome. By His word, I'll prevail. I'll overcome. By His love, I'll prevail. By His love, I'll never fail. I'll never fail. By His love, I'll overcome. By His grace, by His grace, I'll prevail. By His grace, I'll never
time.
Oh, by His word, I'll prevail. By His word, I'll never overcome.
hands with him and cry, "Worthy,
let all that is within me cry, worthy, let all that is within me cry, worthy." we ask Brother Jesse to come forward.
I sing praises to your name.
Such a blessing to lift your name and to just express from our hearts, Lord, how much you mean to us, how great you are, Lord. My, what else could be said, Lord? What other explanation is there but you, Lord, your grace? Lord, you're so beautiful, so great. Lord, we just lift you up tonight. Lord, we just ask tonight, Lord, that you would be exalted alone. That you would be greatly magnified and exalted in our hearts. We just thank you for your mercies that are new every day. Thank you for your amazing grace, for your faithfulness. Truly, your name is great, greatly to be praised. Cannot thank you enough, Lord, for all that you are, for all that you're doing, Lord, for what you've given to us, Lord. All these things, Lord, springing forth from your own life, through your Son, by the cross. Oh, Lord, we just cannot even find words sometimes to express the magnitude and the beauty and the greatness of all that you are, Lord. Here we are in this final hour, Lord, we as recipients of your grace, and we're just in awe of you, Lord, in awe of your beauty, in awe of your goodness. Lord, thank you so much. We just bless you tonight, Father. We ask that you would bless this time together, Lord. We commit ourselves into your hands, Lord, and pray that you would again be magnified and exalted. Bless these loaves and fishes, Lord, and multiply them, Lord, in the hearts of your people as they have need of it. We just give you praise now and ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all so richly. Is everything okay? All right. Just making sure.
Golden Snow. Missed it, I bet. So, yeah, the Lord is good. So good. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, I love that, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. How many things could we say like that in our lives each and every day? Mm-hmm. But the Lord, this happened, that happened, this could have happened, all these different things, but the Lord.
Amen.
So we just want to bless him tonight, and the Lord works everything out. Sure appreciate Brother Stephen. I know he's such a servant and being able to help that brother. That's really wonderful. So the Lord works in mysterious ways, and just put something on my heart earlier, and I don't have a whole lot, but I'll give it out what I've got and just pray the Lord will be magnified. Trust he's exactly. He works all things out perfectly. So let's go ahead and stay up. We'll get started with a verse here in, well, maybe two here. We'll go back to Exodus chapter 4. And, you know, you say sometimes as a minister, you say, well, this is nothing new. I'm not bringing anything new. And there's truth in that. And yet every time it's new. Because the Word of God is new. There's always something new for us every time. So it's amazing the depth of all that he has for us. So Exodus chapter 4, we'll just read, we'll read a couple verses here, starting in verse 1. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Amen. And just in verse 2, really want to settle on that tonight. What is that in thine hand? What is it in your hand? What has been given to us, little church, little bride, in this day? What do you have in your possession right now? He who's in you, this word that's been given unto you.
Amen.
We are so blessed. Okay, let's turn next to 1 John chapter 3. Just one more here. And verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The world doesn't, but children of God, we know. We know him. Beloved, verse 2, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. You can be seated. Just want to emphasize again this thought here tonight, and of the reality. You know, Brother Branham talks so much about how we would look back and be looking forward, and the reality of what we have in our midst right now, what we have. And as we read there in Exodus chapter 4, what is that in your hand? What power, what amazing wealth, what treasure is been given to you, that's in your possession, that's inside you, that's inside me. And I think, you know, it just exposes one thing that as we look at this, you can see, again, just the underlying theme here is the church is equipped. The church is empowered. So I want you to just hold on to those words tonight in your heart, equipped and empowered. What is that in your hand? Recognizing your now position and now possession in Christ. We know so much. We can see immediately this great warfare that takes place in our minds, and the enemy constantly working to try to instill in us fear So we can see that there's this battle between fear and faith going on constantly, and not letting that enemy control us and manipulate us by fear. So we know how he uses our senses, our reasoning, and he likes to engage the mind, to busy our minds in things that are contrary to the Word of God, in our what we see and what we feel, and on and on. So there's this great conflict going on, and there's a battle, I think, to overcome in this hour fear. Well, God help us. Church of God, rise up. And, we know sometimes, too, that I think we talk about fear and we recognize fear, you know, at face value, I guess you could say. But sometimes fear sneaks in. There's a little bit of a back door, if I could put it that way, for fear. Comes in under another disguise. What would that be? Well, there's probably many, but one of the first things that comes to my mind is worry. Worry, worry, worry. Worry about this, worry about that. And he, again, if he can agitate us and trouble us and get us so wrapped up in thinking about, you know, what about this, what about that, what about anything, and drag us down. And I loved in Psalms 131, where David says, "Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me." Great matters or things too high for me. What would that be? Everything. Mm-hmm. Really? So what's the answer? 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. So again, just want to dwell on some of these things tonight, and again, let's call out our enemy. Let's recognize our enemy, and I pray that even as we go through these things, the Lord would open up in our hearts and our lives maybe things where the enemy has got that foothold, things where fear has been preeminent, things where something else that's magnified, mountains that are placed there in our hearts. Things that we've allowed, may God expose them, drive that out, drive out that fear, so that he alone's magnified, he alone is exalted, and we are convinced truly of his greatness. What did Brother Ram talk about? He says, remember that church that has that revelation of Emmanuel, God with us. So I don't care what I see around me, I don't care about the obstacles, I don't care about the circumstances. If he's magnified and I'm truly convinced of his greatness, and that's magnified and he's enlarged in my heart, it doesn't matter. I can face anything. So again, let God arise, his enemies be scattered. So let's talk about what has been given to us. What is that in your hand? Brother Branham, let's rise up. Brother Branham, he says, in this spoken word, what did he say this church would be? How did he describe it? Invincible army. What else? He called it super church. A super church. So, and so many. So, yeah, just. Now, I'm going to start off with this. I like this because this is for all of us today. I think this, and for me, God help me. This is the end time. He says, you always talk about how bad the world is, how wicked the world is. That's true. But look how great the church is getting all the time. We fail to look at that side. Oh, God help us. Correct our vision, our hearts tonight. Jesus said, let them grow together. When the world's getting wickeder and wickeder and wickeder, the church is getting more powerful and powerful all the time. I like that. Amen. 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 You know where my heart goes with that? So many places, but back to Isaiah 55. This word that's been sown will not return to me void. It's going to accomplish what I purposed. So has that word been received into your heart? Is it building? Is it growing? Is it multiplying? It's on the road. It's going to be there. Amen. Have confidence in that. He says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against it. Hallelujah. let go. Or he says, let's go. Glory. The winds are blowing. Set your sails. Hallelujah. Move right into the face of the storm. I like that. Let's move right into the face of this end time darkness that we're staring right at. This madness. And what do you care? Who's the captain? He'll take care of it. I like that. Reminds me of Isaiah 31, I think it is. Your strength is to sit still, stand still, let him fight. Who's the captain? He says, let me just read that again. He says, the winds are blowing. He says, let's go. The winds are blowing. Set your sails. Hallelujah. Move right into the face of the storm. What do you care? Who's the captain? He will take care of it. Now don't fear. Don't fear. Oh my goodness. So just want to continue on now. Here's this. I've got a few like this, and I just love this because this is the beautiful simplicity, I think, of God and man. God in man. And so much of the time we're looking at ourselves. And we're looking at ourselves. Get your eyes off yourself. Get your eyes on him. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he told a mortal man, say, he told mortal man, that's you, that's me, say to the mountain and believe that it's being done. Only deity can move a mountain. Only God can do it. Then if he told a man could do it, it would have to be God speaking through the man. And the only way a man could know it was God would be the right objective or the right motive. If your objective is right and your motive is right, then it's not you speaking anymore. It's the Father that dwelleth in you. Take no thought what you shall say in that hour, for it's not you that speaks, it's my Father that dwelleth in you. He does the speaking. Amen. Do you see that? Do you see how much he's there in us? How much he's working? Again, what is that in your hand, church? Rise up. Get rid of that fear. I like this. Let's just look at some verses. This is just one of my many thousands of favorites. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. And verse 2. It's just always awesome to me. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. What beautiful words. Think of that. That grace and peace can be multiplied? Doesn't say added. It says multiplied. Multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power. What's the tense there? Hath. Hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, life and godliness. I think that spans and covers all bases. Anybody? Correct me if I'm wrong. He has given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness. Mm-hmm. Amen. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Blessed be his name. What is that in your hand, church? What is that? I just want to reread that actually in the Amplified. It says, grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, be multiplied to you in the true intimate knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed upon us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these things he has bestowed upon us precious and magnificent promises of inexplicable, expressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of... you get the picture. I'll just stop right there. But I just thought that was... Oh, my. Again, we're so rich, so blessed. And I pray again God would help us that we're not too impressed, too shaken by what we see around us. Because guess what? This world has to fail. It must. To give way to that kingdom. That world. So take your eyes off this world. Keep them on him. Set them on him. I have set the Lord, as David said, I have set the Lord always before my face. And keep setting and keep setting. And sometimes I think that's minute by minute, out, moment by moment. Okay, Lord, help. I refocus my heart, refocus my vision. Oh my, we're blessed. Let's go to Romans 8 next. Seeing who we are now, what we have now, who is for us, and then who can be against us. We'll just, this whole, we could draw so much here, but we'll drop down to verse 32. I love this. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine? Again, God search our hearts. What are the obstacles in our hearts and minds? What's been magnified in our hearts apart from his word? God, tear those things down. Get rid of them. Fears and so forth. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Now, if I may, let's take this and maybe in another way just say, shall Laodicea, shall my this or my that, let's look at our you know, the social media and the things that we're, our kids are maybe battling, or are we fearing those things? Shall, if I may, YouTube, Facebook, shall these things separate us? I'm not saying, no, trust me, those things are terrible. But again, God is going to redeem. He's going to call. He's going to deal with his kids. These things, yeah, it's not going to stand a chance. She shall overcome. Verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. I like that. It could have just been said, you're conquerors, and that's wonderful. It says more than. Don't you love that? More than conquerors, through him that loved us. So again, how do you see yourself tonight? How are we, seeing ourselves as impoverished and weak and crippled? Again, that's the work of the enemy. Shake that, get rid of that. Get rid of that thinking. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth. Again, I think we've got it all covered here. Or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh my, we're so blessed. So much that we have, so much that's been given to us. The power of this word, the light of the hour, and the revelation to receive it, the faith to receive it. You don't have to turn there, but we've quoted this before, Philemon, I like this, 1 verse 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of everything, every good thing, which is in you in Christ Jesus. Every good thing which is in you. Again, we look at self and we don't see good things. We see self. But there's clearly something he's talking about that's beyond self. It's him in you. His life, his spirit, his word that has been received, that's a part of you. That's what we're looking at. Again, Lord, refocus our hearts and our eyes. This is from the message of Jehovah Jireh. Number 2, and he says, he's still El Shaddai. He's still the breasted God. New and Old Testament, just draw your strength from it. Oh, everything that you have need of. The baby's helpless. He has to pull his strength from his mother. That's the only way he can pull his strength. That's the only way a believer can get his strength, is to pull it from the Word of God. That's his strength. God's promises to him, stand by it and believe it. Amen. And, one in a million, he says here, now look, each one of you here is standing as believers, see? Each one of you is standing as believers, see? Amen. Yes, amen. Then, the life that was in Christ is in you. See, he says, if you could just see it. Oh, Lord, help us. If you could just see it. It's the devil's business to keep you blocked off from that. Let me just repeat that. He says, again, he's talking to believers. He says, the life that was in Christ is in you. If you could just see it, it's the devil's business to keep it blocked, or keep you blocked off from that, keep you blinded. He can just let you be blinded. Then you don't know where you're going. A man that's blind cannot tell where he's going. He's got to seek the understanding from somebody who can see. Until we can understand, somebody has got to tell us what's the truth. And Christ died for you, and you are transplanted. I like that. You are transplanted from the world into Christ. And everything, again, I think that covers all bases. Everything that you have need of by the baptism of the Holy Ghost is in you, is right in you. And the only thing you have to do is just start drinking from that. Again, what do you have in your hands, brothers and sisters? What great things, what God has done for us in this hour. We'll turn to some more scriptures now. Let's just look to Second Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, even me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. Do you see that security there, that safety? What he has done for you in Christ. Amen. Seeing your position. What did Jesus say? All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And where are you? You're in him. You're a part of him. Amen. 2 Timothy. Let's go there next. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 17. I like 16 rather. I'm sorry. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, that you, each one of us, may be what? Perfect, complete. This is what you have. He's given it to you. He's equipped you. He's provided it. He's given you. It's not going to happen outside of this way that he's provided, but through this way that he's provided the word in its completeness in each hour, the word for this day, it's going to take you. And that's what we're now, because of that, verse 17 is describing you, that you may be perfect, truly furnished, completely. There you are again, equipped and furnished. You have what you have need of, brothers and sisters. What is that in your hand? I like that. In Weast, I just want to go back to that one in the Weast. It's every scripture is God-breathed. Amen. And is profitable for teaching, for conviction, for improvement, for training with respect to righteousness, in order that the man of God may be complete and fitted out for every good work. Hallelujah. I love that. This is just in the Message. Presuming, just more of this kind of same thought of, again, recognizing who we are in him, recognizing what we have now. He He says here, it is written over in St. John, I think the 15th chapter, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you. See, the word abides in you. Like that. Then ask what you will, and it will be done. Because it's not you, it's the word in you. See that? Isn't that beautiful? And the word is God. See, God in you. God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now in the return of the Holy Spirit, bringing the Word in us, and it abiding in there, then you it's not you that speaks, it's the Word itself coming out. Don't you just see that beautiful oneness of God in His church, and each one of us becoming one, as He talked about so much blending, the Word becoming flesh, and the flesh becoming word. That word is inside. And then he says, it's not you speaking, it's him. It's that word coming out. So the word, now listen to this. He says again, the return of the Holy Spirit bringing the word in us and it abiding in there, then it's not you that speaks, it's the word itself coming out. So the word will perform the work. I like that. The word will perform the work. The word speaks itself through us. We receive that, it's embedded in our hearts, we become one with it. It's that word being expressed, coming out of us, and then the word performs the work. Just a vessel. We're just recipients of His grace. That's it. Oh my goodness. Grace, grace. No wonder the headstone was shouting, grace, grace unto it. Amazing grace. Same kind of thought here in the message oneness. He says, Jesus going to the grave of Lazarus, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth in me, not on me, but in me. You remember him drawing that out and making that distinction. Being in him, believing. If ye abide in me and my words in you, in him believing. Oh my, I hope the Holy Spirit gets that right down to you. Now you're the little flock. That's why through the week, praying and asking God, I chose this text to show you where we stand. Lord, revive these things in our hearts, even tonight, to show you where we stand. Believing in him. You cannot believe in him until you come in him, or he comes in you. Then you're believing in him. Then you have eternal life. See, you're believing on him until you receive eternal life. Then eternal life is God's life in you. Then you're believing in him. See, he said, ye and me and I and you, that they might be one, Father. Even as you and I are one. God in Christ, Christ in the church. See, just as we are one, so they will be one. How can you be one? If you abide in me and my words in you. See, abide. Amen. He says, and here you go. He says, my word's in you, then ask what you will. For it isn't you no more, it's the word in you. And the word is God. Amen. I love that. You are truly equipped, truly furnished. Do you see, brothers and sisters? What do you have? What is that in your hand? Get your eyes off of yourself. Get your eyes off of the world. Recognize what he's given, what he's done, what he's doing. And how great he is. Again, God, tear out of our hearts, tear out of our lives and our thinking these things that shouldn't be there, the fear that shouldn't be there. God, root it out. That he alone would have preeminence, that he alone would be magnified. I like this. This is just another one here in closing. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'll just read, you can read along if you want, but I just wanted to read that one out of the Amplified. It says, God is able to make grace. I like this. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything. Being completely self-sufficient in him. He's everything. And have an abundance for every good work and act of charity. I know that was kind of a mouthful, but again, just I think painting that picture of, again, his sufficiency and your completeness. You are complete in him. completely furnished. Lord, help us. What is that in your hand, brothers and sisters? Completely equipped, completely finished. He's finishing us, but you're equipped and you're empowered and he's with you and he's in you. Amen. I just like that. again, Brother Brandon, I just want to go back to that last one as we close, that first quote that you read. You always talk about how bad the world is and how wicked the world is. That's true. But look at how great the church is getting all the time. Hallelujah. We fail to look at that side. Jesus says, let them grow together. When the world's getting wickeder and wickeder and wickeder, that's what he says, absolutely right. Darker and more insane and more... You go crazy when you're looking around at this world, really. So, Lord, help us. The church is getting more powerful and powerful all the time. Sing that song. His word is working mightily in me, no matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see. His word is working mightily in me. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against it. Hallelujah. Now again, I love this. This is, let's go. Glory. So we're talking about the world falling apart and getting uglier and darker. Let's go. The winds are blowing. Set your sails. Hallelujah. Move right into the face of the storm. Whatever is facing you tonight, whatever those dark clouds are, go into the face of the storm. What do you care? Who is the captain? Where's our confidence, brothers and sisters? Where's our eyesight? He will take care of it. Don't fear. Don't fear. What is that in your hands? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just in awe of you again and your all that you are, all that you're doing, all that you've given to us, Lord. We just bow before you, Lord, and we pray even tonight that you would search out our hearts, Lord. Scour us. Root out the fears and the worries, the things that have us so locked into this dimension, Lord. Free us from these things, Lord, and I pray that you alone would be magnified in our hearts, enlarged and greatly lifted up. We would be so aware of your presence and of your greatness, Lord, in this hour, of what you have given to us, what you've equipped us with. Lord, we're not poor, we're not weak, we're not crippled, as the enemy tries to tell us that we are. Lord, help us to see our position and our true identity in you. Again, just be lifted up and magnified. May you let God arise and his enemies be scattered, I pray. And just give you all thanks and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, a little short, but Lord, be lifted up. Could we just stand? Let's just take a few minutes and worship the Lord. We all know that song, Let God Arise, His Enemies Be Scattered. Hi, Nate. Derek. Rise, His Enemies Be Scattered. Let God Arise, His Enemies Be Scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Amen. Amen. I hope this isn't another tough one for you. Just mentioned that earlier. What was it? His word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see. Amen. Is working mightily in me. His word is working mightily in me.
No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, the Word is working mightily in me. Sing it again. This Word is working mightily.
Amen.
His Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, His Word is working mightily in me. Amen.
Amen. And I have one more. Anybody else can share any other songs that come to your mind? But 16 in the inserts, He will deliver me. Amen. Just that. I love this confidence here that David has in this. It's so beautifully expressed in these words. Amen. He's the shepherd of my heart. He watches over me so tenderly, so constantly. Do you believe that? Amen. And I rest easy in His care. Let's sing that.
He is the shepherd of my heart. He watches over me so tenderly, constantly. I rest easy in His care. He is the champion of my soul. He conquers every doubt and fear for me instantly. And every enemy I face defeated by His grace. He will deliver me because He loves me. Though I should walk through darkest night, His the victory over every foe. I trust in Him because I know He will deliver me. He loves me, though I should walk through darkest night. He will deliver me from pain and sorrow. Wondrous power will be revealed, and He will deliver me.
Amen. I love that. His wondrous power will be revealed. How? Through darkest night and through pain, in these conditions. It's in there. He's met. It is. Amen. Every enemy we face, every enemy defeated by what? His grace. Amen. Amen. Oh, Brother David, would you? Yes, ma'am. Oh, thank you. So just a reminder. Sunday is our evening communion service at 5 o'clock. So, all right, let's, Brother David, if you would come and close for us, please. Thank you.
Brother Branham said this was one of our grandest privileges, is to pray before
him. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for this privilege, Lord, and all these precious promises, Lord. And we thank you for our brother bringing them to us, Lord. May they just anchor in the heart, Lord, and those we would see this week, Lord, and the rest of this week. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters.